Classic Trivia. But first things first, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, we will take a look at the SportsInteriors.net leaderboard report. Two tournaments underway this weekend, the PGA Tour and the Champions Tour, and it's your SportsInteriors.net leaderboard report brought to you by SportsInteriors.net. With over 55 years of experience in the business, Sports Interiors will complete your ideal collection, all teams, all sports, any item, and not only items, but furniture and accessories and paint and wallpaper and flooring. Visit SportsInteriors.net to learn how they will customize your dream sports room and make you the envy of every sports fan you know. Visit SportsInteriors.net. And we will start off with the PGA Tour. Three rounds are in the books out in Torrey Pines, San Diego at the South Course on Torrey Pines. All the play was on the South Course yesterday. Of course, the first 2 days of the tournament, play is on both the North and South Courses. The South Course is a par 72, 7,569-yard track. This is the track that will be hosting the U.S. Open in June. Of course, the North Course is a bit easier. It's a 6,874-yard par 72 track. And after three rounds of play, Tiger Woods is your leader by eight strokes. You ever heard of this guy, Pat?
New on the scene to me.
Tiger Woods has shot rounds of 67 on Thursday, a 7 under 65 on the North Course on Friday, and then yesterday, a 6 under 66 on the South Course. He is at 18 under par, 198. That ties the 54-hole low score for the tournament's history there at the Buick Invitational. He is 8 shots ahead of the field. Stewart Cink is alone in second at 10 under par, 206. Joe Durant alone in third. Poor Joe Durant. He shoots a 5 under 67, and he loses ground yesterday to Tiger Woods. But Durant alone in third at 9 under par, 207. Then you've got four players tied in fourth at minus 7, Boo Weekly, Doug LaBelle, Justin Leonard, and Aaron Baddeley. Two more players tied in 8th at 6 under par, Ryuji Yamada and Jeff Quinney. Stuart Appleby is alone in 10th at 6 under par. And then you've got 9 players tied in 11th at 5 under par, including Phil Mickelson, Fred Couples, Charles Howell III, and the Florida Gator, Camilo Vijugas. But Pat, obviously the story through three rounds of play is Tiger Woods. The guy took 7 weeks off since his last appearance in a tournament, and that was a silly season event, his Target World Challenge. He had 7 weeks off before that Target World Challenge, so in essence, the last 3 months for Tiger, he's had one tournament, and it's been a silly season event. So after 3 months off with only one silly season event, he looks in mid-season form right now.
Where do you start with this? Forget this tournament. I mean, he's going to run away with this today if they get it in, or tomorrow whenever they finish this thing. I think you got to look at the big picture, and it shows that even though Tiger wins this tournament a lot, he doesn't start out the year, at least the last few years, hasn't started out the year great. He usually ends the year with a real flourish, as we saw at the end of last year, winning four out of the last 5 events or something that he played, and winning them big. And then, like you mentioned, takes a long break, wins a silly season event, his Target Challenge, but does have a pretty good feel for that. And when guys are playing golf, they want to win. So I don't discount that.
15 other players, and then 14 on Sunday because Rory Sabatini withdrew.
But I don't discount that as a complete goofy event. I think, guys, that's a good course, and with Tiger in it, people want to win that. So it's competitive. But when he starts out the actual season with this kind of a performance, it just tells me that he is more focused than usual, which is scary. He knows this is where they're going to play the U.S. Open. He's not won the U.S. Open in a number of years, and I think that's starting to bug him a little bit. He's 32 now. He's got a child. This is usually the age where, 32 to 36, where golfers are said to be entering their prime. Jack Nicklaus had his best year at age 32. I think Tiger kind of realizes that, he's got everything going. He's got the experience factor. He still has the youth. He knows what he needs to do to win golf tournaments. He even said it on his website that, winning the Grand Slam is
conceivable.
He doesn't usually make statements like that lightly. So
and he's followed that up again this week.
Does.
He said it again that he does think that that's possible this year.
So he doesn't say goofy things like that, without really meaning
on a whim,
pretty much. I just think this is setting up for a potentially monster year out of this guy, which is, like I said, really scary because because, you know, he's been averaging like 7 wins a year for the last 10 years.
But he hasn't. But it's a great point, Pat, because we are about to see, I think, another 2000 from Tiger Woods, where he not only wins, but he dominates. And yes, he has been winning all along. I mean, the guy has 61 career PGA Tour victories and 13 majors in one decade, in 10 years. That's incredible. It's phenomenal. And last year, we know he had 7 wins and a major. But they're different type of wins the last couple of years since 2000 when he won the U.S. Open by 15. I mean, yes, he's been winning all along, but he hasn't been dominating like he used to. And I think we're about to see a season where he does dominate like he used to. This 8-stroke lead going into the final round, it's the largest 54-hole lead in Buick Invitational history, and it's the third largest 54-hole lead in Tiger's career. 8 strokes. Only 2 times has he gone into a final round leading by more than 8 strokes. It was at the 97 Masters when he led by 9 and ends up winning by a dozen. And it was at the U.S. Open in 2000 at Pebble when he led by 10 going into the final round and ends up winning by 15. So we're about to see, and I agree with you, Pat, I think we're about to see a year from Tiger where he not only wins, yeah, he'll probably win 7 or 8 or 9 times, and he'll probably win, I think he'll win 2 or 3 majors. But he's going to win in dominating fashion. Now, this is Tiger's first event of the year, and he's had 7 weeks off before this, but obviously he hasn't been resting. He's been practicing, because you can't start the year off like this without picking up a club for the last 2 months. But his driving has been a bit erratic. He's not hit a lot of fairways this week, especially with the driver. When he's taken 3 wood off the tee, he's been a little bit more successful. But the driving has been so-so, hot and cold. But his iron play has been very, very good. He's hit 46 of 54 greens through 3 rounds. He's only missed 8 greens, and he only missed 1 yesterday. And on that hole, on the 12th hole, he was able to get up and down from the greenside bunker, so he didn't drop a shot. He's only had 1 bogey the entire week. Tiger bogeyed the 220-yard par 3 16th hole on Thursday. That's his only bogey all week long. 19 birdies, 34 pars, and 1 single bogey. So his driving's been kind of up and down. His iron play has been very good, and his putting has been phenomenal. I mean, he's number 1 in the field through 3 rounds for putting.
Yeah, number 1 greens regulation, number 1 putting. You know, the driving, you know, he's got to get that rectified before the U.S. Open, because the rough will be a lot higher. But if you watched any of his iron shots, even his long iron shots, I mean, they are like, he almost holed out a couple times from, you know, 180 yards plus yesterday. I mean, he is right on, like, mid-season form with the irons, and he's putting well. So, I mean,
and on these greens, on Poa-Anna greens, they're the toughest greens. Faldo's been saying it all week long. It's kind of a toss-up between Pebble Beach and the Buick, which are the worst greens to putt on all year long.
And Tiger's just, you know, it made a mockery almost of that whole situation, like the greens. And it's scary, really. I didn't get a chance to watch any of the golf live yesterday. I just caught a bunch of the highlights, and I was like, you know, stunned. And it's hard for Tiger to stun me at this point anymore, because you just expect the unexpected out of him. But it's almost precision iron play right now that it just has to have these other guys scary, because it's not, they're not even in the equation now. He's playing against history and how he is going to be looked back on as the best player of all time by shots that you're seeing. Like you're seeing this week.
Right, and his iron play all week long has been spectacular, but 2 specific instances yesterday where you really saw that he is in complete control of his swing. He's to a point, and this has been really a kind of a 3 or 4 year process since he's been with Hank Haney, since he got rid of Butch Harmon and then took up with Hank Haney, which came just about 3 or 4 years ago, right around the 2004-05 season, that he's been toying with this new swing. So it's been a process that's taken 3 or 4 years, but he's there. I really think that he is there to where he's, again, 99.9% owning his swing, you know? And 2 instances yesterday on 16, the long par 3, 220-yard par 3, he hit a choked-down 4-iron. He choked up on the club about 2 inches and took a 3/4 swing, and the ball landed about a foot from the pin and took 1 hop and stopped, and he made the foot-and-a-half putt for birdie. I mean, Pat, to stop a 4-iron from 220 yards within about a 3-foot stretch, not many people can do that. He hits his iron so high that it's just amazing. So he makes the birdie there at 16. And then also on a par 4, I don't remember which exact hole it was, but it's a 440-yard par 4. He hits a 3-iron off the tee. So he leaves himself with 200 yards. They were saying on the telecast yesterday that on that hole all day long, there was only 1 player in the field of 66 that had a shorter tee shot than Tiger did, because he took a 3-iron off the tee. has 200 yards in the middle of the fairway, hits a 5-iron to 18 feet, and two putts. So Nick Faldo said after that, he's like, oh, he's just toying with us now. He's obviously bored. He's leading by so much that he's just going to play around and hit 3-irons off par 4 tees.
And I think people need to understand, I've been fortunate. I played Torrey Pines probably about 10 times. This is not a Florida flat course with flat greens and, you know, you're just playing target out there. It is, even though you might not be able to see it on TV, the fairways undulate. They go left to right, right to left. There's humps in them. You mentioned the type of grass out there. That Poe is a weird type of grass.
And the greens are the same way. Sticky.
Exactly. The greens are the same way, Russ. They're not flat greens. There are little subtle bumps and rolls in all of them.
Bobby Clampett describes it as kind of cauliflower. Like, especially late in the day, they're very plotchy. They're very patchy. Some spots will grow up and get like kind of like cauliflower on the greens, and the other spots are smooth, so they're bumpy. And the ball, you know, kind of oscillates left and right when it's rolling.
So, I mean, my point is that, you know, to get the ball really close to a lot of these holes, you're hitting the little knolls and things like that. Now, hey, maybe he's getting lucky in some extent, but boy, it's very difficult to describe how good he is playing to get so many of these iron shots this close with, you know, 3-iron, 4-iron, 5-iron. Like you mentioned, Russ, having the ball stop, just check. It's really an impressive. It's more impressive, I think, than people can see on TV.
So to recap, of course, after three rounds of play at the Buick Invitational at Torrey Pines, just north of San Diego in La Jolla, Tiger Woods is your leader by 8 strokes, 18 under par, 198. Stuart Sink alone in second at 10 under par. Joe Durant alone in third at 9 under. A 4-way tie for fourth at -7, including Boo Weekly. Four local players, Palm Beach County residents, made the cut this weekend. Robert Allenby is at 4 under par after three rounds of play. 14 shots back at Tiger. Bryony Baird is at -3. Steve Marino, the Palm Beach Gardens resident and Bear Lakes member, is at 1 under par. And then Brett Wetterich, the Jupiter resident, is at +2 after three rounds of play. It is your sportsinteriors.net leaderboard report. With over 55 years of experience in the business, Sports Interiors will complete your ideal collection. All teams, all sports, any item, visit sportsinteriors.net to learn how they will customize your dream sports room and make you the envy of every sports fan you know. And real quickly before we break, Colin, I know it's about that time, but permit me to take a look at the Champions Tour leaderboard for just 1 minute. It's the Turtle Bay Championship out in Hawaii, the 7,000-yard par 72 Arnold Palmer course. How about Arnie? He's had a lot of courses in play the last couple of weeks over at the Bob Hope last week. Three of those four courses were Arnold Palmer designs, but after two rounds of play, the good doctor, Gil Morgan, is alone at the top, 7 under par, 137, two shots ahead of two players. Jim Thorpe and Boca Raton resident Bernhard Langer are both at -5, and then you've got four men tied for fourth at 4 under par. Fulton Alum, Morris Hitalski, Phil Blackmar, and the defending champion here at Turtle Bay, Freddie Funk, who won last week at the MasterCard. But Pat, after two rounds of play, the good doctor is alone at the top, and this has been a rough tournament. Weather-wise, 35-mile-an-hour gusts out there in Hawaii. There's been a steady wind and breeze of 20 to 25 miles an hour all week long, and these guys have been talking about it through two rounds. You got to stand a little bit wider in your shots. You got to stand a little bit wider in your putting stance. And, you know, they're hitting 150-yard shots with sand wedges downwind, and they're hitting 6-irons from 140 yards into the wind.
I caught a little bit of this, and Jim Thorpe, who has a really, you know, abbreviated swing as it is, like really takes it back low and is even more so now. I think he's only taken back about a foot, and just, you know, if he's into the wind, it's almost comical to watch it, but he's just got great strong wrists that he's able to just drive that ball.
He's a bear of a man, by the way. Jim Thorpe is enormous, and his hands look like they're like twice the size of my hands.
He's just like dominant, you know, just envelops the club with his hands. But I'm watching my man Freddie Funk. I mean, he's the Tiger of the senior tour. He's sort of saying that, you know, he wants to win $2 million on each tour.
He's
comes
off to
out
a good
last
start.
Week.
Yeah,
you know, wins it. So, you know, he might be my pick as we get to our fearless predictions segment at the end of the year.
Interesting, Pat.
Well, like I say, he's like Tiger. He's going to predict what he's doing, and he's doing it.
Yeah,
so.
He won last week at the MasterCard. He had a top 10 finish at the Sony Open. He had a good showing at the Mercedes as well. I think he's made about $350,000 on each tour just through 3 weeks of the season. So
he's getting there.
He's en route. I mean, he said he wants to win $2 million on both tours, and he's definitely on pace for that as of right now. So there's a look at your sportsinteriors.net leaderboard report. Every sports enthusiast dreams of having the perfect sports room, so why not give your passion for sports more than just a spot on your shelf? Visit sportsinteriors.net to learn how Sports Interiors can help you design and build that dream sports room. With over 55 years of experience in the business, Sports Interiors will complete your ideal collection. All teams, all sports, any item. Visit sportsinteriors.net and learn how they will customize your dream sports room and make you the envy of every sports fan you know. Now, I'm not only talking about just hanging a couple of autographed pictures on the walls and a few baseballs here and a few signed footballs there. This is a complete sports interior design incorporating sports memorabilia, but along with stuff like flooring and paint and wallpaper and furniture and accessories into the design of your room. Pat, I checked out the sportsinteriors.net website a couple days ago, and when you first go onto the website, they have an example. They have a photograph of a room that has parquet flooring. It's almost like the flooring at the old Boston Garden with that wood flooring. How cool would it be if you had a sports room with, like, flooring from a basketball court on it?
Well, Russ, these types of things are for people with issues like you who would have Florida Gators or something, like, if you could, everything Gators. But I do think it'd be pretty cool to have a parquet floor. But, the problem with a lot of these things are you've got to get your wife involved in
this.
She's not
going to
just let you have it.
I'm still working on Joyce. I'm trying to convince her. I'm taking the angle that it's our sports room. So hopefully if I include her, I'll be able to convince her sometime by this summer, maybe. Hopefully before the end of the year. Anyway, you got to do this room because you've done every other room in your house. I mean, your wife has had her way with the kitchen.
Shouldn't you have one room, Russ?
She's got the kitchen. She's got the living room.
Got the bedroom, probably.
She's got the bedroom. Yeah, exactly. So you got to have one room that's yours, and this is your chance. It's sportsinteriors.net. Bring home the game. Visit sportsinteriors.net. Trust me, Howard and Michael Woods, they will help you out and make sure that you get everything that you want in your dream sports room. All right, we're coming right back. And Ty Votaw, the VP of Communications and International Affairs for the PGA Tour, will be joining us up next. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the